This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in the volume 4, letter number 1059. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, 22nd day of Sivan. And this is to Reb David, with the titles over here, Reb David Bravman. The Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. I did receive today your letter of the 50 days of Sivan, together with the Pidyon Nefesh that was attached with it. I will, God willing, read it when I am at the resting place of the Tzion of my father-in-law with the titles over here. I was very happy to read in your letter that you have already settled in your father-in-law's house, Harav HaChosid, and may it be the will that Hashem should lead you in the proper way, should provide for you a proper settlement, both physically and spiritually. And you should find your livelihood in such a way that you should have time to set time for learning both the revealed part and the Hasidus, the Dach Rabbi Shufi, meaning in a plentiful way, not just a little bit, but just do a lot of learning. And the great privilege, merit that you have, in order that you can, that you're illuminating the world by publishing the books of our leaders, the leaders of Chabad. Apparently that this person either donated the money or he occupied himself, I'm not sure what he did, but he was involved in that. That's a great privilege. That should stand by you and for all your family members for life, for peace, both physically and spiritually. A life which is filled with all good and the light of Ner Mitzvah Torah Oir, and also the Moir Shabbat, the luminary of Torah. And I hope that you're able to notify me good news of this, and also proper health of all your family members, with blessings for a fitting settling, both physically and spiritually, very soon. It's like that in the letter. Now the Rebbe is taking care of some financial matters. The Rebbe had a discussion, like I said, this guy was printing the Rebbe's firm. So now the Rebbe sends him the letter, the general letter as we read before, that he should settle, that things should go well for him, with all the blessings. Now the Rebbe is taking going through some accounting over here. So the Rebbe says, yeah, at the bottom, but that follows the Rebbe's signature. It's like a PS, so the Rebbe says like this, for sure you remember which I have already written to you while you were still in Ashkenaz, which is Germany, that you should organize the accounting in order to verify what is owed to you with the printing. I guess he printed the books. The Rebbe says, what is owed to you? According to what it was related to me, that you invested in it both lots of money and also lots of effort, etc., etc. And therefore, the Rebbe says, I am not sure whether you have taken for yourself, in addition, also pay for your efforts. In other words, you get paid not just for the expenses, but for all the effort that you have done. And for sure, the Rebbe says, you should organize all the accounting, that it should be proper, the way it needs to be. And the Rebbe says, you should let me know the actual figures, how it is. The Rebbe doesn't want him to cheat himself either. The Rebbe wants to make sure that he's going to get himself paid. So the Rebbe says, without hiding from me the actual expenses that you had, the Rebbe said, and also the Rebbe said, for sure you've taken with you also on this account Svarim, from what you have published, that would be an additional benefit, so that these Svarim will be in Israel, because he moved, I guess, from Germany to Israel. And so the Rebbe is instructing him. The Rebbe wants to make sure that he's going to get paid also, not just for the expenses, what he put, but also for his efforts over it. All right, so let's do one more.